Proposed Democrat Platform Gives U.S. Asylum to the World's Migrants. By John Binder on July 8, 2020. A proposed policy platform for the Democrat Party, drafted by supporters of presumed Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, would give asylum to the world's migrants, inviting them all to the United States to live and work. The document, known as the Biden-Sanders Unity Task Force Recommendations, would provide amnesty and a pathway to U.S. citizenship to the 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the nation and welcome hundreds of millions of the world's migrants. The proposed Democrat platform would expand asylum for migrants arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border, freeing them into the interior of the nation while they await their hearings. Gallup research from 2018 finds that nearly 160 million migrants around the world would move to the U.S. if given the opportunity, 5 million of which are located in Central America. Likewise, the plan ends construction of the border wall, halts deportations for illegal aliens, ends all travel bans on national security risk nations, China, Europe, Brazil, and Iran, ends agreements between the U.S. and Central America to reduce illegal immigration, and ends most federal detention of illegal aliens. The plan also calls for restarting DACA for young illegal aliens, restraining DAPA for the illegal parents of DACA illegal aliens, rescinding Trump's national emergency at the border, increasing refugee resettlement, gives Obamacare to DACA illegal aliens, forces Americans to subsidize welfare-dependent legal immigration, expands the scandal-plagued U-Visa program, restarts employment-based green card system. The massive expansion of illegal and legal immigration, in addition to the hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens and more than 2.5 million legal immigrants and foreign workers added to the U.S. population every year, would come as more than 35 million Americans are unemployed or underemployed. An amnesty for all illegal aliens, expansion of asylum, more refugee resettlement, and continued admissions of employment-based green cards would mean tens of millions more foreign nationals for whom unemployed Americans would have to compete for jobs against. Oppositely, Trump has halted a series of visa programs to reduce foreign competition against unemployed blue-collar and white-collar Americans. The plan, industry insiders say, will drive up U.S. wages and create an economic model where businesses bid for employees with better benefits, better working conditions, and higher pay. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.